My neighbor across the street would call saying, oh, the deer are eating your caladiums, and we used to have impatiens. I mean, it's like deer food. It was their breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Linda Critchlow White and her husband Eric live off 16th Street Northwest on a street that dead ends at the park.
Yeah, be careful.
They gave me a tour of their yard.
All of these shrubs in the front now are deer resistant. There's laurel, there's, I forgot what that is, bayberry. That's a type of spruce, and the deer don't care for those, okay, as far as we know.
Okay. They've also raised the fence in their backyard to 6 feet.
This is the window well where we found a baby fawn a few years ago.
Her husband created a ramp so that fawn could climb out. Despite this encounter, they think of the deer as a nuisance.
If people wanted deer to roam around their lawns and, you know, what have you, they would live in a rural area. I mean, I guess there are some people in the city who think they're kind of cute. Ooh, there's a deer.
Critchlow White says something needs to be done.
The deer are a health problem. You know, they bring more ticks. They cause car accidents. They definitely eat our vegetation.
In my next report,
people love to see these animals. They're attached to them. They want to protect them. No one wants these deer killed. They don't need to be killed.
Carol Grunewald has seen deer in her yard, as has Ann Barton. Both live near here, the intersection of Military Road and Nebraska Avenue, and both are part of the lawsuit aimed at stopping the deer kill in Rock Creek Park. In 2004, Barton and her husband had a doe living in their backyard.
She gave birth to her single baby that year in our yard, and they stayed there for a number of weeks.
Barton says even though the deer devoured many of her plants, she would welcome them back anytime. Barton says some of her neighbors even named the deer. They called the mom Daisy.
And then somebody named the baby Bambi, of course, which...
Bambi, the story of a deer who learned that love means many things to many people.
In my next report, what people who use Rock Creek Park think.
They shouldn't die.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.